It's Monday, July 7th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, families sifted through waterlogged debris Sunday and stepped inside empty cabins at Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp ripped apart by flash floods that washed homes off their foundations and killed at least 80 people in Central Texas. Rescuers maneuvering through challenging terrain continued their desperate search for the missing, including 10 girls and a counselor from the camp. Governor Greg Abbott said there were 41 people confirmed to be unaccounted for across the state and more could be missing. The governor warned Sunday that additional rounds of heavy rains lasting into Tuesday could produce more life-threatening flooding, especially in places already saturated. President Trump signed a major disaster declaration Sunday for Kerr County, activating the Federal Emergency Management Agency to Texas. In other news, Columbia University's Board of Trustees on Sunday discussed terms of a possible deal with the Trump administration that would restore at least some of the school's federal funding, according to people familiar with the matter. Terms under discussion would include the restoration of at least some of Columbia's federal funding, according to the people. The exact terms of a deal are still being hashed out, and any deal could still fall apart. The Ivy League school has been locked in a battle with the Trump administration over the future of its federal funding and autonomy for months. In March, the administration canceled $400 million in federal grants and contracts, saying Columbia had failed to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitic harassment in the wake of pro-Palestinian campus protests. Around the world, delegations from Israel and Hamas have begun an indirect round of ceasefire talks in Qatar, as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to Washington to meet President Trump. Netanyahu said he thinks his meeting with the U.S. President on Monday should help progress efforts to reach a deal for the release of more hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. He said he had given his negotiators clear instructions to achieve a ceasefire agreement under conditions Israel has accepted. Hamas has said it has responded to the latest ceasefire proposal in a positive spirit, but it seems clear there are still gaps between the two sides that need to be bridged if any deal is to be agreed upon. Qatari and Egyptian mediators will have their work cut out during the indirect talks between Israel and Hamas in trying to overcome these sticking points. Meanwhile, in France, Parisians and tourists flocked to take a dip in the Seine River this weekend after city authorities gave the green light for it to be used for public swimming for the first time in more than a century. The opening followed a comprehensive cleanup program sped up by its use as a venue in last year's Paris Olympics after people who regularly swam in it illegally lobbied for its transformation. The outgoing mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, also helped to champion the plans, jumping in the river herself before the Olympics. About 1,000 swimmers a day will be allowed access to 3 bathing sites on the banks of the Seine for free until the end of August. About 1.4 billion euros has been invested in the project, including improving water treatment facilities and building substantial rainwater storage reservoirs equivalent in size to 20 Olympic swimming pools to avoid overflows of sewage during rainstorms. And back in the U.S., Elon Musk said he's carrying out his threat to form a new political party after his fissure with President Trump, announcing the America Party in response to the president's sweeping tax cuts law. Musk, once an ever-present ally to Mr. Trump as he headed up the slashing agency known as DOGE, broke with the Republican president over his signature legislation, which was signed into law Friday. When it comes to bankrupting our country with waste and graft, we live in a one-party system, not a democracy, Musk said Saturday on X. Today, the America Party is formed to give you back your freedom, he added. Mr. Trump called Musk's proposition ridiculous, going on to tout tremendous success with the Republican Party. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.